Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Just trying to organise some social life action with Greg tomorrow, which Becky was finding really amusing. I don't know why.
It was like two people who didn't have a clue what was going on trying to have a conversation.
Yeah.
Because he was saying, I thought we said tonight, and you were like,
No.
And he went, tomorrow night? And you were like, let's make it happen.
I know.
I don't know whether neither of you were bothered or whether, like, do you actually like each other?
Well, we really like each other, yeah.
That didn't come across.
You know I love Greg. Right, I hope you're right this afternoon. Coming up, Bruno Mars and the Saturdays. I'm not being funny, but the next person that texts or tweets me, even if they are a friend, Beyonce is pregnant, it's Destiny's Child, will be blocked and their number will be deleted. Just saying.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Now, do you remember when back in June we had my mate Unlucky Gary on the show and we went to see Beyonce's gig, the one she did after Glastonbury in London? And we ended up somehow blagging our way into the after-show party. And we got to meet Jay-Z and Beyonce. This is what happened on the show back in June. Tell us what happened with Beyonce.
Oh, yeah, when she came in, she'd just come off stage and come back from the dressing room. And she didn't have a drink, and no one was getting her a drink. So I was like, do you want to ask her if she wanted a drink?
I was going, no, do not ask Beyonce if she wants a drink. If
no.
She wanted one, someone would get her one.
I know,
she's Beyonce.
I'm cringing about that.
Right,
yeah,
so he was going, shall I ask if she wants a drink? I'm like, no, absolutely not.
I was doing the hand signal, do you want a drink?
He did the international hand signal to Beyonce, do you want a drink?
She said no anyway.
She just held her hand up and went,
Oh no, I'm really cringing about that.
Oh God.
Why did I do that?
He was going, but she hasn't got a drink in front of her. Oh, everyone else has got a drink.
No.
Bless you, Gary.
Yeah, she looked thirsty.
You know that, a drink. Were you doing that with your hand? A drink. So, a good night, really.
See,
you offered Beyonce
now
a drink and got elbowed in the face by a camp man in front of Jay-Z. And he laughed
in my face, yeah.
So that's what happened back in June. And then all sorts of people were saying different things about why she didn't have the drink. There's loads of conspiracy theories now. Well, maybe Beyonce's pregnant. Maybe that's why she turned down the drink. Unlucky Gary can sell his story. Offered her a drink, she said no.
I read somewhere online today, didn't she say to Piers Morgan that she wanted a baby by the time she was 30?
Yeah, she did say that.
That's September.
Oh,
so,
no.
So, hang on, what is it now? July, August, September, three? Yeah, maybe.
Now, Mike has been on, and loads of our listeners, saying, it appears you have mystic powers. You mentioned when you went to the Beyonce after show with Unlucky Gary that she could be pregnant as she wasn't drinking. And now it's true. Actual fact, Beyonce is pregnant with child.
Aww. Oh,
but we were right.
Unlucky Gary got the scoop.
Let's speak to him now. Gary.
Hi, you all right?
Can you believe this?
I know, unbelievable. I can't believe it. I'm sorry.
And you were the first person to really know because she turned that drink down.
Exactly.
Something unlucky hasn't happened to you on this occasion.
No, for once.
It actually worked out well, hasn't it?
Yeah, really good.
That's so cool. How do you feel?
Yeah, not bad. Quite exciting with the story.
I know. It all fits together now, doesn't it?
I know, amazing.
How have you been? Because we've not spoken to you on air for a while.
Yeah, not bad. A few unlucky things have happened recently,
Again. What now?
I know. Well, left my bank card at work on Fridays. Haven't had money all bank holiday weekend.
Oh, great.
That was unlucky. When I went to Zante, we ended up in the ditch. I was on a quad bike with my friend and I went down the ditch and this Chinese family had to help us out. Like, pull us up and pull the bike up.
To get you out of the ditch?
Yeah.
It's like Westwood says, you should never hire those bikes on holiday. It's bad.
No, it's so scary. It's dangerous.
Yeah, it is dangerous. You shouldn't do those things.
No, I won't.
Don't drive them. Anything else?
Recently, I was fell down stairs at a club.
You fell down stairs at a club?
Yeah, from top to bottom. And the music was really loud, but I could see loads of people laughing. So I just, darted for the toilet to, hide. That was embarrassing.
What was the soundtrack to your fall? Can you remember what was playing?
I can't remember, actually.
Probably Steps.
probably. 5, 6, 7, 8.
I know the kind of clubs you go to, Gary.
I know. This is always on.
Always. What else?
And at a team meeting, we was celebrating something. I can't remember.
At work?
Yeah, we had like cakes and drinks out and everything, and I poured my big boss some Coke and accidentally knocked it all over her. And she was wearing a white blouse.
Oh.
So I ran and got a tissue and that, but she weren't very happy, so that was embarrassing as well.
So you got Coke all over your big boss?
Yeah.
What, do you mean okay. Fat or just...
just like a top boss.
Oh, right, cause that made it a whole lot worse.
You've been really unlucky.
Well, it's good to catch up and hear what you've been up to.
It always makes me feel a little bit better, you know.
Like therapy.
Yeah.
But brilliant news about Beyonce.
Yeah, amazing. So good. Yeah,
happy with that. All right, gal, yeah. Speak to you soon.
Speak to you soon.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, let's take a call. Hello.
Hi, Scott.
Hiya, who's this, please?
This is Sophie.
Sophie, what's going on?
Today, me and my mum have been showing our sheep at Hope Show in Derbyshire.
Oh, okay. How'd you do?
We got two first rosettes, one for the actual sheep and one for its wool, and one fourth rosette for another sheep.
Oh, bless you. So you got two firsts and one fourth rosette?
Yes.
Oh, I've always wanted a rosette. I've never been able to get one.
Well, have you ever shown any animals?
No.
Oh.
I do love a good county show, though.
I love it. Sophie, did they have those massive vegetables?
Well, they weren't that big, but there were loads of vegetables, though.
You can always find a weird-shaped one. I like it.
You can.
There's something for everyone in the vegetable tent.
There really is. There's always fun to be had with the funny-looking big vegetables. Well done for today, Sophie.
Thank you.
Well done. You've got the best sheep in the whole of Chesterfield.
Derbyshire. Yeah.
Derbyshire. Okay, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Right, if you've been on holiday in Europe this year, you will have heard this song. It would have been... at the beach bar, you would have heard it by the pool, you heard it by the beach, then when you went out in the evening, you would have heard it in the club. It's a huge record. It's been number one in places like Belgium, so it must be good. It's Sack Noel.
All day.
My record of the week.
All night.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
It's wow. Good, but it's not long enough. 2 minutes, well, 2 minutes and 13 seconds. I need to make it longer. I've been playing that in my gigs all over the shop, including Cavos and Zanti. Someone just been on, actually, saying that it was their tune from Zanti this year. They did see me DJing, but can't really remember much about it, and their camera had broken by then, so they also have no photographic evidence. That's from Lisa. Lauren's been on from Inverness, saying, this is my record of the month, you hero. Have it all over my Facebook and on repeat. I'm playing it for you every day this week.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Now, I don't know whether I've mentioned this already, but I am looking after a dog in my house at the moment. Have I told you about this?
No.
It's my flatmate's sister's dog. I didn't realise until a dog turned up that we were looking after one. Because he forgot to tell me that it was staying for a week. So I'm like, why is there a dog in the lounge? He's like, oh yeah, sorry, it's Jo's, his sister. She's gone on holiday, so we've got to look after it. Like, brilliant, thanks for the notice.
Oh, is it cute?
It is. It's quite old, but it's one of those, I don't know, I'm sorry to fans of dogs, but I don't know what make it is. What model it is. It's
is
like
it
a little yappy thing. No, it's tiny.
Is it furry or...?
It's very furry, really fluffy. It's quite cute.
Has it got big long ears or little pokey up ears?
Little pokey up ears.
Okay. I've no idea.
Might be a terrier.
Is it like one of those ones that wears the tartan jackets off of Nan's?
No, it's bigger than that.
Okay.
It's not like a Paris Hilton dog. It's bigger than that, you know what I mean?
Like a Scotty dog, is it?
Kind of. Meh. Is that the ones with that sausage?
No, they're not. No, that's a sausage dog. Right. You get the little Scotty dogs which
I'm
have the tartan jackets.
Oh, yeah, maybe
cute,
it is that.
Like off the pet food.
Yeah, but... really fluffy and cute. White fur. Now, over the weekend, something bad has happened, and we have got to give the dog back to his sister in 2 days. We may have spilt red wine on the dog at the weekend. And it's not really our fault, because my flatmate was in the lounge with a glass of red wine in his hand, and the dog jumped up and ran into him, and a little bit of red wine did go on his white fur. And now there's a stain.
Oh, bless him, we can not wipe it off with
Cloth? Well, no. I mean, you can't use stain remover on dogs, I checked.
No, I'm not saying stain remover, I'm saying can you wipe it off with a cloth?
I tried that. So now there's it's turned into a kind
you
of purple...
You can't put white wine on it either, can
no, you?
No, you
can't
Because that would be even worse. But that's what they say, isn't it? If you spill red wine to put white wine on.
Should I try that?
No.
Just a little bit.
I don't know what to do. No, you shouldn't put anything more on him.
The stain is now purple.
Oh, bless him.
And we are panicking because we've got to give it back in 2 days. Two days.
Oh.
So...
Can you say it's a birthmark?
Well, they've had this dog years. Not think they would have noticed it before. It's right near the neck.
Oh.
So...
Maybe he needs a hoodie. Could you put like a...
Do you think I should buy some clothes for the dog and cover it up? That's not a bad shower, actually.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast.
Right, so we have established from people sending in their pictures, thank you for that, that the dog is a Westie. That's the model of the dog. And I was just saying that maybe we may have spilt some red wine on a white dog this weekend that we are looking after for my flatmate's sister. She comes back from holiday in 2 days, and she's not the kind of person that's easily impressed by things like this because she loves her dog so much. But it was an accident. Mm. Some people are saying that I need to get this white shampoo from a pet shop. Does that work?
Oh, I don't know. It says I've just Googled it. It says it brings out the whiteness of the coat, so... It might work. It doesn't say it's a stain remover, but he's going to look lush.
But in England today, it's a bank holiday, which means they won't be open. Oh, tomorrow I could do it. I've got 2 days.
Oh, you could take him into one of those amazing dog grooming places. You know,
I've seen them.
Oh, that's brilliant. There was one in the at my local pet shop at the weekend. There's a little dog getting a full-on blow-dry. And the coat, like, goes all... It's brilliant. Have you never seen
They blow-dry a dog.
It's almost as funny as dogs who stick their heads out of car windows.
That is funny.
It's almost as funny as
Do they have a shower in there? Is it dogs sat under those big dryers with their hair in foil reading Women's Own?
Similar, yeah.
Just so like a normal hairdresser, but for dogs.
Yeah.
I'm all over that.
They get their nails done, they can get their hair done.
Really?
Yeah. Go to a pet shop this weekend and just have a look through the window. It's
brilliant. I haven't got till this weekend. I've got two days. 2 days.
Radio 1. Wood Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, Angelos has been on, saying to me, "Hello, Mr. Mills. I hope you've told everyone that you're on Shooting Stars tonight. Otherwise, I will come and find you."
Yes.
It's my episode of Shooting Stars tonight. Well, not mine, but I'm on it. It's me, and also Mel B is on the other team.
Is she doing? She's doing X Factor Australia, isn't she?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
She a judge?
Yeah, I think so.
They won't be able to understand what she's saying.
Just put subtitles on.
Yeah, I think they might need to. What's she on about? Also, Brian Butterfield is on my team. I'm on Ulrika's team.
Oh, this is how we first found out about him, isn't it? Ages
this is how
ago.
We first. We're aware of the genius that is Brian Butterfield and his diet.
This was me, Brian Butterfield, 6 months ago before starting my diet plan. But just look at me now. I feel like a new man thanks to the Butterfield diet.
If you haven't seen this, just YouTube Brian Butterfield diet and you will absolutely love it.
Okay, here's your weekday plan. Breakfast, one cornflake, toasted with low-fat spread. Drink, hot water. Lunch, small raw potato, peeled. Salad, mini lettuce leaf. Drink, room temperature water. Dinner, square of low-fat turkey breast. Baked bean in low-fat tomato sauce. Broccoli shavings. Drink, chilled water. Pudding, ice cubes and artificial sweetener.
But then you can have treat day on Saturday and you can have absolutely anything.
Pizza, birthday pie, pints of cream, pork cylinders, potato grids, sandwich casserole, chocolate quail's eggs, garlic pudding, pasta pillows, bonbon bonbons, McFortune cookies, egg and ham slabs, during dinner mince, mystery meat, quiches Lorraine, 20 cheese omelette.
You can have all of that on treat day, which is Saturday.
But you've only got 24 hours.
Yeah, and you have to just eat as much as you want. And then, obviously, there's a good bit on the video where he's being timed and the alarm goes off and that's it. That's the end of treat day. Mm. Love Brian Butterfield. It's on BBC Two tonight at 10:40, Shooting Stars. So cool being on that show. You've got a new favourite TV show as well.
OMG. Yes, I saw this on Saturday night. My mum introduced me to it. It's called Epic Win. Have you seen it?
I've only seen a little bit of it.
Epic Win!
But just from the voiceover, it sounds good.
Yes, as a guy who wants to be the voiceover man off X Factor, but isn't quite.
Yeah.
Epic Win!
Yeah.
But the whole thing is, people come on and do like really random challenges, and then the panel have to say how much money they'd pay, you know, how much money they think that talent is worth.
Right. So what's this you've got for me here?
Well, this is a guy, he's a butcher, right, so, and guess what his challenge was?
My name's Tony Luckhurst. I'm from Ealing, West London. I've been a butcher 42 years. 42 years, man and boy. My father was a butcher. My father's father was a butcher. It's in my blood.
Right, so what's his challenge? Is he a butcher?
Yeah, so what do you think it is? Something like really impressive, like he's going to carve a swan out of like a bit of pork or something?
That's what I would expect from a show called Epic Win. Oh, no.
Tony Luckhurst has to identify meat with his feet!
Yes!
So he's a butcher, his dad's a butcher, born and bred, it's in his blood, and he has to identify meat with his feet.
Mm.
Right, I want to hear
brilliant.
This.
There's a bit of bone on the edge there. I'm thinking that it may be a chop of some kind. So, sort of feeling around the size of it.
You are giving out a lovely tenderising.
Yeah. I feel that this is a pork chop.
It's like, do you remember on Beat the Star where they used to do those crazy challenges? Like the little games and stuff, like cutting the piece of cheese and all that sort of stuff.
So he just identified meat with his feet. What other ones were there on there?
It was like, oh, there was a girl on there who could identify any John Travolta film just from a picture of his hairline. So, like, they showed her loads of pictures and she was like, yeah, Grease, yeah, Pulp Fiction.
Just from seeing John Travolta's hairline?
Yeah, just from seeing that tiny bit of his hair.
I'll tell you what that is. It's an epic win! Seriously, I could do the meat thing.
No, you couldn't.
I could identify... I would know, I think... Like, the difference between a pork chop and a joint of beef just by using my feet. It's no big deal, is it, really? You don't have to be a butcher to do that. Right, do you want me to try?
If you want to have a go.
Right, okay.
I'm going to go up to that random cupboard upstairs.
There's always some in the... kind of meat in that fridge upstairs.
Mm.
Go and fetch some meat, and I'll identify it.
Really?
I prove to you that I can do this.
Okay.
Podcast.
Did you find some meat?
Yes.
In that fridge?
Yes.
Do you want me to do it?
Yes,
okay,
go for it.
I'm not looking.
Right.
I have the meat at my feet now. This is a game off of Epic Win.
I don't know what it is. Amy brought it down.
Oh. Hang on.
It's making a weird noise.
Mm-hmm. Oh, ow. I would say, just from touching it with my feet, it's bacon. Am I right?
Yes, but you're meant to take it out of the packet.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
Oh.
You're not meant to, anyone could tell that's bacon, because it's got the...
Well, nothing else comes in that kind of packet, which kind of digs into your feet like that.
It's got the really hard corners.
Oh, right, so I'm supposed to take it out of the packet.
Yeah.
That looks lush, actually, that bacon. Does anyone want it? Is it someone else's? Can I have it?
Well, I don't know. It's probably just been sent in.
It's still in date.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're supposed to take it out of the packet.
Yeah, and then you're meant to...
No, I wouldn't be able to do that. I wouldn't be able to.
You don't just get, like, a tin of Spam and go, oh, yeah, that's Spam.
Well, that is actually impressive. I'm quite impressed with the butcher now, actually.
Yeah.
Someone's been on saying that in another episode, the first one, there was a fishmonger who could identify fish on Epic Win just by being slapped around the face with them. We've got a clip here, actually.
To Epic Win tonight, Dave has to identify fish just by being slapped in the face with them.
And he managed to do it as well. Listen.
To Epic Win tonight, Dave has to identify fish.
I know, yes.
Here it comes.
3, 2, 1. That's a mackerel.
Yes! Just by being hit around the face with a mackerel, he knew that it was a mackerel. That's incredible. I can't wait to tell Chris what game we've got planned for him tomorrow. We need to do this.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Hi, if you went to Reading or Leeds at the weekend, Hugh Stevens did his shows live from Reading all weekend. You can listen again to those. Loads of live music on there. Ed Sheeran sounding brilliant. Joy Formidable. 30 Seconds to Mars. To see everything that happened at Reading and Leeds, head to the Radio 1 website. There are videos, loads of live performances you can watch in full, photos, backstage stuff. I do like it when bands introduce their whole band, like when they're like, Becky on keyboards, and then you do an extra special while waving. And it's always the drummer that shows off, nobody else. So, and Bob on bass. Bob's there like, mm-hmm. As soon as it's like, and... Roger on the drums. Yeah, all right. And we know you can play the drums.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Calvin Harris might actually be listening right now because he's not very well. He's having a duvet day. I think he had to cancel a couple of performances the weekend. I know he did Creamfields, but then he got salmonella. Did he break the prawn rule, do you think?
What, don't eat prawns on a Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe. I hope he didn't.
Sunday night and the rest of the week for prawns, but don't eat them on a Friday or Never. Saturday.
It's fine, because then you'll be off work.
Yeah, be ill in work time, not in your own time.
Absolutely.
Obviously, anyway. I don't
know
if boss is listening, but it's just a theory.
Hi, Calvin, if you're listening. That's such a good tune. Feels so close. A lot of people went to Creamfields this weekend. Daniel's been on saying, can you say hi to the Creamfields campers stuck on the M1 in a very muddy car? Had such a good time. Best festival of 2011. There will be loads of really minging people coming back from Reading and Leeds and Creamfields right now, just absolutely stinking. If you're in one of those cars, just have a little sniff of the person next to you and see how bad they smell. And if they don't smell that bad, that's because the person that smells the worst is you.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Debs has been on from Glasgow saying, I was standing next to three muddy festival returnees outdoors yesterday. I thought it was the bin next to me I could smell. Oh. It wasn't. Oh, they smell of bins. This is Scott. I'm going to play CeeLo and Forget You. That was some track, by the way, really good track called Pharaohs. And if you want to win some Scott Mills points to add to your collection, that's next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I like it that there's loads of people coming home from Reading, Leeds, Creamfields and everything else that's been on this weekend now just sniffing their fellow passengers in cars. You have to check whether it's you or not, don't you? CeeLo and Forget You on BBC Radio 1. Right, it's time for a bit of Stupid Street action. We've sent a new person out onto Stupid Street today. His name is Josh. He works at Radio 1. And he's the first ever person to give back chat to the people on Stupid Street, as you'll hear in just a minute. Hey, Josh. Here's a question. Imagine you were a pop star, right? What would your album be called?
Oh, God, that's hard.
I've always wondered this. If you are that pop star, do you get to choose the name of the album? You must do, right?
I guess it depends what record company you're with. I imagine if you're anything to do with Simon Cowell, you don't.
No.
But if you're with, like, can I say a nicer one? No, you know what I mean.
There's nothing wrong with Simon Cowell.
No, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with him, but I imagine he has quite...
I think he's quite proactive in the process of everything, yes.
Yeah, and he's got ideas about what he wants it to sound like and what he wants it to be like.
But if you, like, let's say if you're Ed Sheeran, do you get to...
Yeah, I reckon you do.
The final say in what your album's called? I guess you probably do. What would yours be called?
Probably something cheese related. What would yours be called? Or just Becky.
Simply Becky?
Yeah. sounds like it might be a plus-size clothing range, doesn't it?
I've already had an album.
Eh?
Scott Mills Big Ones.
Why did you choose...
Still available.
Why did you choose... You can't just do that. Other Big Ones albums are available. Yeah.
Why did I call it Big Ones? Because...
I don't... Well,
just cause?
Yeah, I don't want to know. Really.
Anyway, we went out to Stupid Street... And we asked them, what would your album be called? It's unlikely, but if you get any of the answers right that they gave, you can have 20 Scott Mills points. Don't lie to me and say that you said that album name if you didn't, because I will find out. I'll hunt you down. So 20 Scott Mills points. What would your album be called? What do you think?
I'm going to say their name. Can I be that? Because obviously I don't know who you've spoken to.
Yeah, all right.
So anyone that says their name.
Okay, so just the name of the person.
Yeah, because I think if you're trying to think quickly, you'll just say your name.
All right, here's new boy Josh on Stupid Street asking them, what would you call your album?
What would you call your album?
Zogan.
Why Zogan?
Because my name's Hogan. My last name's Hogan. And my first name's Xander. So Zogan.
It would have to be something... Sunset Beach or something like that.
That's so dry. That's what you'd call your album and you expect me to buy it? If you had your own album, what would you call it?
Imperial Pigs.
Why? Is it because pigs are your favourite animal?
Favourite animal? Bird.
If I had an album, I would call it Make Believe.
Why Make Believe?
I guess because I like to make believe.
What would you call your album?
Sugar Beep.
Wicked, why?
Because there should be a swear word where the beep is.
Give me a clue, I don't know.
It's on your chest. No?
You'll get it. Think about it.
Sugar nipple.
Kind of.
So, you just won X Factor. The, what's it, not glitter, you know, the everything's come falling down. They're offering you cakes. Simon Cowell's on the stage. Talisa Kelly's all there looking all sexy. She's crying because she was your mentor. They're like, you're about to sell a million records. You got Mariah Carey on the phone line. Your wife just had a baby. The emotional music comes on. Multi-million pound record deal. And they're like, what are you going to call your album? And what do you call it?
I don't know. Well, I just can't think of one. What would you call your album?
I would call my album... I don't know, you know.
Okay, good. Loving
After
Josh.
After all that, Josh doesn't even know what you call his own one.
I like it. He's like, and you've got a multi-million pound record deal and the stuff is coming falling down and then they offer you cakes. Now, when has anyone offered a cake on stage when they've won X Factor? I've not seen that bit.
But bless him, though. He went on and on and on and Mariah Carey was on the phone. Your wife just had a baby.
Julissa's looking all sexy and that.
That guy...
I don't know.
Properly let him down.
But it was in there. The man that said Zwanda or whatever it was at the beginning, that was his name.
Yeah.
So you can have 30 Scott Mills points. Let me know how you did, please.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Hi, Erin.
Hiya.
Hello. Oh, hello. There's two of you. Who's the other?
Yeah, there is the other. Her name is Danielle. You've met us before, actually, Scott.
I've met you before?
Yeah, in Andorra. Big Snowfest. We were the girls dancing with the T-shirts at the front.
Okay, good.
I wondered what you were going to say then. I was a bit worried.
Yeah. Erin, how can I help today?
Anyway, just thought I should tell you what Danielle's pit smells like.
Where are you driving back from?
Newquay.
From Newquay?
Yeah.
Well, that's not... You don't get smelly at Newquay, do you?
Yeah, you do if you're camping. Yeah, you do. And you do if you're Danielle.
Okay, right. So you've been camping and your friend Danielle might stink a bit. If it isn't her, it's definitely you.
Right,
so just
okay.
delve into Danielle's pit now and have a little sniff around.
Right, you're okay.
Go.
Do you cover me on insurance for this? Right, I'm exposing my pit to Erin.
Go.
It actually just smells of deodorant.
Okay, it's definitely you then.
I think it might be.
Yeah, you stink. Okay, have a shower soon. Love you, bye.
Bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
It's Mills, hi. Now, you know there's a few people I look like.
Yes.
I've got one of those faces that I do look a bit like a lot of people.
You look mostly like Ellen DeGeneres.
Who else?
The guy who played Willy Wonka in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
No, I don't look like him.
In the first film, not Johnny Depp.
Michael Bublé? I'm quite happy with that one.
You don't look like Michael Bublé.
Oh, well, can we just say that I do? And more Bublé, less DeGeneres.
Okay.
Thanks. Loads of people were on to me while X Factor was on Saturday night. Now, be honest. Do I look like this bloke?
I'm Johnny Robertson. I'm 45 years old. I'm from Harrow in London. I look all right. I don't look ugly, do I? Well, I know I'm ugly. If I get any further in this, I'll get myself some Botox.
Now, I'm not being funny. But I don't look like him. I don't.
Live on my own. That's it. Or I should say studio. That sounds better, doesn't it? No, flat. Small flat. Small flat. Is that better? It sounds so scummy, doesn't it?
Admittedly, there are similarities,
no, you
but
don't.
Not in the way that we look. What?
You do look a bit like
no,
him.
I do not.
No, but I can see what people mean.
To perform at the O2, where a lot of my idols have performed on there, even Kylie Minogue with a aphrodisiac tour. I'm just thinking, wow, Kylie Minogue's been on this stage, and now I've got my turn. I forgot, it's not aphrodisiac, it's Aphrodite. I said aphrodisiac.
Look, Hannah.
It is you.
It isn't me.
No, but it's in your eyes.
What do you mean?
Your mouth. I'm not saying that you...
My teeth are way better.
Yeah, I'm not saying that if I saw you together, I'd get confused like twins. What I'm saying
cheers.
I can see why people...
I'm not having a go at his looks. He's a very good-looking man, but I do not look like him.
Even if you don't look like him, you certainly sound like him.
The Scott Mills Daily.
The UK's official number one is Ollie Murs and Rizzle Kicks and Heart Skips a Beat. Murs was in the studio with me yesterday when I did the chart show when we announced he was number one. Oh, he's so happy.
Did he try and play Innuendo Bingo again?
Innuendo Bingo? No, he didn't.
He loves that though, doesn't he?
It's his actual favourite game. He's like, oh, we're going to play Bingo today. It's like, no, we're just going to announce right where your song is in the chart.
This is a serious chart show, Murs.
Yeah. But he was so happy he's number one. So much so that he did the number one finger, which we ask all of our artists to do when they get to number one. Do you not know about this?
No.
We ask them to do a photo for the website with them going and holding a one in the air.
Number one.
Nothing to worry about there. Your face was suggesting otherwise.
Well, I thought it might have been...
The number one finger, the famous number one finger.
Ah.
And he did it. Some people say no to the number one finger.
Do they?
Yeah, yeah.
Who said no to that?
I'll tell you a fair. Yeah.
OMG, yeah, I thought they'd do it.
No, a lot of people don't want to do the finger.
But they don't get money.
I know.
And they said no.
But you can see him doing it right now on the Radio 1 website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, and you can listen to the whole of the chart show from yesterday.
Never has one finger made a man so happy.
Exactly.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Podcast.
Who are those randoms that started singing in the middle? Freaking weekend. Who are they?
No idea. Do you reckon they're the studio engineers? Like, when she recorded it, they were like, yes, let's cut ourselves in. Yeah. Had a few beers after they ended the track, and then were just like, oh, yeah, let's put this in here.
Yeah, I mean, you could probably do without them on it, I think. But apart from that, it's quite good. Rihanna, and cheers, drink to that. 7 o'clock tonight. Loads more Reading and Leeds highlights with Daniel P. Carter. Then the story of 30 Seconds to Mars at 9.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Tonight I'll be mostly trying to clean the dog I'm looking after, which was white until this weekend, and fluffy, and now it's got a red wine stain on it. We were talking about this earlier. I need to get some of that white shampoo, but all the pet shops will be closed now.
Mm.
I'm going to have to rub it with a cloth, right?
Well, you said you tried that. Don't think it's going to come out now if it's stained pink.
2 days before I give it back to the owner, and it's gone to like a purple colour now. It's not a big stain, but it's clearly visible. Mm. Like, right next to the left-hand side of the neck.
I still think you should take it to the doggy grooming place.
Okay, I might try that tomorrow.
Get it a proper blow-dry.
My flatmate's sister's going to go mad.
It was her friend that was on earlier, wasn't it?
It really was.
Mm.
Someone texted in going, if that dog is Joe's dog and it's a Freese or whatever it is, then she's not going to be impressed. That's too much of a coincidence, I think.
Mm.
So, mostly doing that tonight. I'll put a bit of Radio 1 on, because it's Reading and Leeds night, starting in 10 minutes with Daniel P. Carter. Then 9 o'clock, you've got the story of 30 Seconds to Mars. That'll be good, with Zane Lowe. And if you maybe want to put the TV on and watch Shooting Stars tonight, it's me and Brian Butterfield off of Bob-Bob-Bob-Bob-Bods, and Mel B, and I'm on Ulrika's team. It was a good laugh. So that's tonight, 10:40 on BBC Two.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.